This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All right, we'll take a few questions. Julie Pace.
Thank you, sir. Questions on Syria for both leaders, but if I could start with you, Mr. President. You've condemned the chemical attacks in Syria, but you also appeared in your statement yesterday to pin some of the blame on the Obama administration. You are the president now. Do you feel like you bear responsibility for responding to the chemical attacks, and does the chemical attack cross a red line for you?
Well, I think the Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat. I think it was something that was not one of our better days as a country. So I do feel that, Julie. I feel it very strongly.
To the chemical attack.
I now have responsibility, and I will have that responsibility and carry it very proudly. I will tell you that. It is now my responsibility. It was a great opportunity missed. As you know, I'll be meeting with the president of China very soon in Florida, and that's another responsibility we have, and that's called the country of North Korea. We have a big problem. We have somebody that is not doing the right thing, and that's going to be my responsibility. But I'll tell you, that responsibility could have been made a lot easier if it was handled years ago.
Before I move on to the King, can I just quickly ask you if the chemical attack crosses a red line for you?
It crossed a lot of lines for me. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines, beyond a red line, many, many lines. Thank you very much.
And, Your Majesty, if I could ask...
Well, that's one thing, you know, for the president. The president's line to be crossed here, Scott, but where's the international community? You know, we're not hearing any outrage. You know, what is going on here with, you know, the gassing of Syrians like this? I mean, this is insane. And the international community needs to step up and get involved here. It just can't be Donald Trump, right?
No, it can't just be Donald Trump. It can't just be the United States. It should be everybody. Even the Syrian allies have to look at this, and they should probably be saying, "Hey." Now, granted, there is the thing that kind of muddies the water here is that last time there was a gas attack, it wasn't actually Assad that did it. They found out that it was the rebels that gassed themselves
exactly.
To make it look like Assad did it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a potential here. So I think that muddies the waters a little bit, but, you know, it would be good to see these Syrian allies come out and say, "Hey, if this is actually Assad that did this, we are not for this. This is not okay."
Right. I think it was interesting, too, that Donald Trump wanted to put the blame where it belonged, and that is because of the lack of international leadership and participation by the previous president. This really left Syria vulnerable and exacerbates the problem. And so here we are. You know, it's like that old Pennzoil commercial, "You can pay me now or pay me later." The implication being that, it might be a little bit painful right now, but later on it gets much more complicated. And here we are, you know, years down the road, kicking the can down, somehow thinking, I don't know what they were thinking, that it was going to solve itself. And you've got this civil war and hundreds of thousands of people. Gosh, Scott, I remember back in the days when it was, you know, 1,000 people were getting killed in the civil war. And now it's grown to hundreds of thousands. And now we have gas, Syrian gas involved again. And like you say, some things are yet to be determined as to, you know, what was it? Was it, you know, something perpetrated by the rebels themselves, or was it in fact Russia or the Assad government? We've got to check into this right away, sooner than later.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just a reminder that for all the information that you need to have, even if you're away from your favorite radio station, and you want to stay connected with Bill Martinez Live, go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Just click the Listen Live button, and you can hear us anywhere, wherever you are around the world, via shortwave as well, over 280 options terrestrially, as they would say, and other channels. We are a cross-platform situation. By cross-platform, in case you haven't quite heard that term before and connected with it, that is the vernacular of the way radio shows and talk shows like ours is being carried. It's multiple platform. It's not only in terrestrial stations, but there's different channels. We have a digital network associated with cable television, CRN digital network. We have Blog Talk that's there. So there's many avenues on how you can connect with Bill Martinez Live. But I tell people all the time, it's probably the easiest way. Is just go to BillMartinezLive.com, hit the Listen Now, and you've got us right there, and you can listen to what we're talking about here, because our mission is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and not to hear a bunch of pontificating, because I could probably, I could do that, and we could fill 3 hours, but I think it's more important to get the experts, people that know what they're talking about, bring the reports to you in a little bit more than 8-second sound bites. You know what I'm talking about? We can get more into depth, because we do have experts participating. Also, we give you the full breadth, not only politics, cultural issues, but we like to have some fun too as well. We touch a little bit on sports, and it was sad to hear that Dustin Johnson, that his ability to play in the Masters, he was the 2017 Masters favorite, that he might not play due to a back injury. When Scott and I were talking about it, he didn't know, but he said, he took a fall in his house, and he goes, socks on wood steps. And, we've all done that before, right? I mean, socks and wood steps don't go together like peas and carrots, right? And sure enough, so here it is, and I said, yeah, Scott, I'm reading the story. You're exactly right. Socks on wood floor, on wood steps. And he takes a spill, hurts his back. So, I don't know, it's a tentative deal. Maybe, he may come limping up right there. I don't know. But, hurting your back is very difficult, especially when you're going into – 4 rounds of the Masters, and of course the way he swings, his shoes come off each time. So what's that going to do? That torque to his back and that.
Well, yeah, especially in golf, golf and basketball, mm-hmm. Those seem to be the two places where a back injury is absolutely devastating. Mm-hmm. It's actually a big loss. He's one of the guys that a lot of people do tune in to see, and he's played great golf.
Yeah, really, he's been the go-to guy. He's been hot, and here it is. Well, if he shows up and he's not wearing socks today, on the number one tee box, we know why, right?
Well, if you're going to be on wood floors, invest in some slippers. Come on.
Yeah, come on, Justin. You've got to slip us.
He can afford them.
Or like the brothers say in Hawaii, slip us. You got to have the slipper.
Yeah, well, you can afford them. I mean, he made, you know, millions of dollars last year, so.
I mean, he could have gold-plated ones for that matter, you know. So, hopefully he's well, that it's, you know, one of those stinger-like injuries, they say, you know, the ones that just really get your attention. They hurt a lot in a very short period of time, and then it kind of works its way out. And hopefully that is the case and nothing real serious for Dustin Johnson. I think it would be unfortunate for not only him but the game. And of course, now more attention on Jordan Spieth, who's been there. He's got one green jacket, and why not just collect some more here?
Well, he's having troubles putting right now. So his putting has been his...
It's always putting. Why is it always putting?
It's the easiest place to lose strokes, really.
Yeah, well, that's where it ends, right? If you can't putt, you just can't, you know. The reason I'm doing that is because a friend of mine, I wish I could do Irish accent. I can't do an Irish accent. Every time I do an Irish, it sounds like Cheech and Chong. And my buddy, my dear friend, Bob Cook, he does the best Irish brogue. In fact, we missed him because usually an annual event on Bill Martinez is that he does his politically incorrect leprechaun. And he comes on and he tells his Irish jokes, and it's just a hoot. But one of my favorite jokes he talks about is you can't put. And you see, I sound like Cheech and Chong. I can't, you know, I just cannot do.
I think it sounds better than you think it does. Well, it's all right.
I even served under an Irish priest. And maybe that's it. I was just, you know, I was so afraid to mimic him, you know, because that would probably, because when you're a Catholic, there's so much guilt on you that if you, it, you know, God forbid that you make fun of the priest, because then you'd go straight to hell. You know, that's more than a mortal sin. You know?
Is that the rule?
I'm just saying, you know, because Catholics, we're so paranoid, you know, we just think that, you know, the floors, you know, if we come into church and you haven't been to confession recently, it's like the floors are going to open up and swallow you, you know, and that's after years of, you know, dealing with nuns who, they're black belts in guilt. Like my mom, you know, Hispanic mothers and Jewish mothers, some say Italian mothers as well, they're 10-degree black belts in guilt. You can't mess with them. They know how to lay guilt on you. It's not fair.
Yeah, well, I think it's all moms, really.
It's all moms.
Oh, I think it's all moms. My mom had a way of just looking at me, and it was like, okay. Yep.
My grandmother was that way. She would look at you and just give you that, you know, give you that grandmother. I mean, she lived to be almost 102, but she'd give you that look. And you knew if you didn't respond, you know, then we'd say a chancla, a house slipper. She'd take off your house slipper and go, and go flying over your head. And if you missed that, if you didn't get the hint then, and if she was making tortillas, then, you know, the rolling pin was going to come next.
Well, my dad called it.
You'd be harpooning the wall and everything. That was back in the days when you could throw stuff at your kids. Today you can't do that.
Oh, you still can. No.
Well, you can, but you just go to jail faster, I guess.
No, you just tell them that you teach them how to play football or something.
That's right. Oh, it slipped. I sent him out. I told him banana in. He went banana out. You know, hey, sorry.
That's right. Yeah. Spider wrote ZY banana on too, and he looks at me confused. My dad calls it the confess your sins look.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, I like
it. Where they look at you and you just kind of... Yeah, I did this, I did this, I did this, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, at that point, it's more than confess. It's just immediately, you know, cry for mercy or or else, because that's the way it works. Isn't that fun? Anyway, so Dustin Johnson, his sin was walking on a wood floor with socks, and he's paying the price. But like we say, you know, the doctor's working on hopefully he's at number one tee today, and today starts the Masters.
I think he tees off this afternoon, so he's got a little bit of extra time to get it together and see if he can go. Afternoon starts probably good for him since it allows him to, you know, get to the course and loosen up that back a little bit.
Well, how's the weather there in Augusta? Because they were saying that it was going to be a little rainy, a little cool maybe.
Well, yesterday it was washed out, wasn't it? They got rained out, all the stuff from yesterday.
Yeah, the par 3.
The par 3 tourney. So that got rained out. I think they said it's supposed to be, you know, good enough to play. But he starts at 1:03. Mm-hmm. 1:03 p.m. today is when he tees off.
Well, so. I'm just only looking at the weather in terms of, you know, if it's a little bit warmer, certainly in his favor. As my dad used to say, we always used to, when we were playing baseball, it was always good to have warm weather because you could loosen up easier. that sort of thing. But if it's a little cool out there, but hey, we'll have to do a weather check real quick. Anyway, hey, little did you know, you thought we were only going to talk about Gorsuch and, you know, about President Trump. Hey, got to have some fun and get away from it a little bit, give ourselves a break. It's the Masters, like no other. And Dustin Johnson, you know, we'll keep you up to date as to what's happening with him.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. I don't know if you had a chance to see that 16-minute interview and expose on Officer Betty Shelby, who I thought was rather interesting, breaking it with tradition here. Felt like she needed to get her story out there because of the narrative that was being put out against her. So she broke her silence on the Terrence Crutcher shootings. Now, to bring this into bring you up to speed. The question is, was the fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher, an unarmed black man, a wrongful death influenced by race or the outcome of Crutcher's actions? Now, Bill Whitaker was the one that reported on this with 60 Minutes. Bill Whitaker is black, and so he's talking to Betty Shelby, who is a white police officer. Now, I only tell you this to put it in perspective, because I was uncomfortable with some of the questioning and some of the suggestions that Bill Whitaker was making. Now, I believe he was doing this because of his own worldview. And I guess that's okay, as long as we understand that's where he's coming from and that's what it's all about. Now, let me give you the scenario, what happened. I got Lieutenant Randy Sutton. I woke him up early in Las Vegas, the spokesperson for Blue Lives Matters, and he's going to be here to comment on this. But going back last September in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a brief encounter between a black man, Terrence Crutcher, and a white police officer, Betty Shelby, ended with Terrence Crutcher's death. He was shot by Officer Shelby, who goes on trial in May for manslaughter. She faces 4 years to life in prison. The shooting was caught on videotape and inflamed the debate about race and policing that's been rolling the nation since Ferguson. That's very likely. You may have seen the video of similar police shootings before, but it's very rare to hear from the officer who pulled the trigger before a jury does. Let's bring Lieutenant Randy Sutton on with us. Randy, you're familiar with the case. You know what was going on here. I mean, this is tragic. You have an officer where you can see in the video is telling this black man, you need to stop. And he, well, first of all, you know, she noticed him. She was driving through this one area, notices him, and he was acting kind of odd. And I respect when a police officer's instincts go up and the warning flags start flying around. I mean, it's what they do for a living. I mean, you know, so it's automatic. So she was cautious, but didn't, just cautious about it. She sees this abandoned car, and I believe it was still running, was on the side of the road. I think it was still running. And she checks this out, and which, you know, is a bit precarious and dangerous in and of itself, an abandoned car. And next thing you know, this gentleman is walking towards the car, and she asks him, "Hey, is this your car?" And he says, "Yeah, it's the car." And so she's asking him a couple more questions, and she's becoming increasingly uncomfortable. And she asks him several times and really commands him even several more times to stop. But he continues to move in the direction of the car and to almost look like he's going to put his hands inside the car. This is what the video is showing. Now, an officer put in that situation, I mean, you've got warning flags already coming up. You've given several commands to a person to stop. He doesn't stop. He keeps moving in the direction of the car where the car window is open. It looks like he could reach in the car. Is there a gun in there? You don't know. But if you're an officer, you're going to, you're going to be on guard, right?
Oh, this is way beyond being on guard. A few other factors here is this individual was a very large man.
Mm-hmm.
The officer was rather diminutive. He refused all of her commands to stop, to put his hands up, to show his hands. He was completely uncooperative. He was acting bizarrely, and the reason he was acting bizarrely was because he was under the influence of PCP.
Mm-hmm.
And the PCP makes people it's an animal tranquilizer. It, mm-hmm. it gives you incredible strength. You feel no pain. She recognized all of these factors, and when he began walking back towards his car, he put his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
He did do that, but that was about the extent of it as mm-hmm. far as cooperation goes. Yeah. And then he was walking back, and as he was reaching, it looked to me, and I saw the video,
mm-hmm.
like he was reaching into the car, and that's when she fired.
Right.
Now, let me explain the way police training works.
Okay, Randy, just to kind of give you a timing understanding, we've got about 4 minutes here, and what you need to share with us is critical. So let's, we're going to have to wrap this up really quick here. So we got 4 minutes. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let me just tell you that that officer has seen that exact scenario play out where police officers were killed. Mm-hmm. That same exact scenario where an individual reached into his car, took his gun, and killed a police officer. This happened on numerous occasions. Controlling that suspect is of utmost importance. This woman was overcharged. She should not be charged with manslaughter. That's what the civil lawsuits are for. The fact that she was charged with a crime and manslaughter at that is a racially motivated prosecution based on political influence.
Well, and there was another police officer who came on the scene, and he released his stun gun at the same time, and his assessment was that Betty Shelby had every right, I guess you could say, to pull the trigger.
It all comes down to threat, Bill.
Right.
Does a reasonable officer feel a threat? That's what everything comes down to here. There's the standard is the reasonable officer standard. There is absolutely no way that this woman should be charged with manslaughter. It is that is the crime. And
Randy, the other thing, and what's furthering the crime is that she's having to cover her own legal fees. I mean, they're talking legal fees, maybe a couple $100,000, if not more.
Because she was charged criminally. See, here's the thing. If this had been a civil lawsuit, which is the way this should have gone down, is in the civil courts. Mm-hmm. This should not be charged criminally. And as a result, this woman is for the rest of her life, she will be damaged no matter what happens here.
Mm-hmm. Well, psychologically, you can tell she's damaged. I mean, she, the way she came across, very sincere, and she was shaken by this. I mean, this is the first time I think she had fired her gun on duty. I think she's been a police officer, for over 10 years, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the first time that she's actually fired her weapon in a confrontation like this.
Most police officers will never use their weapons in the line of duty. It is somewhere around 5% will ever, even through their entire careers, be forced to use their weapons. And that's not even a fatal shooting. That's just using their weapons. So it's highly unusual. Police officers train for this particular moment all of their career. And what she did was she was reacting to her training, to
right.
the threat. She felt the threat, and that is what – The jury is going to have to hear, and I hope to God she's got a good lawyer, because no jury in its right mind is going to convict her.
Right. Well, Randy, when you say that so few officers fire their weapon in the line of duty, and that's my understanding as well, certainly you know better the statistics here, with that in mind, does Betty Shelby become expendable because she's such a minority?
She is expendable. She's expendable politically. That's why she was charged. The district attorney just didn't. He wanted this off his plate. He had another police officer shooting a quote unarmed black man unquote. This was the politically expedient thing to do. He washes his hands of a human being, of a woman who has served her community honorably for more than 10 years.
And then what does this do? What does this do to the rest of the men and women in blue?
Oh, believe me, they're watching this very carefully, and they feel her martyrdom, trust me.
Well, this is incredible. When I was reading the story, I just could not believe it. Of course, as you mentioned, Terrence Crutcher was not all that innocent. His record is very distinct and loud and clear, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He was the reason that he died were from his own actions.
Exactly. Lieutenant Randy Sutton, National Spokesman for Blue Lives Matter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
You got it, Bill. Anytime.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, we're just having a lot of fun pursuing the truth because that's what so few people want to do. It's easier, I guess it's easier to pontificate and, you know, lay out your opinion. But as you often heard me said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we need to get out of that. We need to understand exactly where the facts are, Jack, as they would say. Back with us is David Brog, and congratulations, David, on the book Reclaiming Israel's History, Roots, Rights, and the Struggle for Peace. Man, it's taken off, and the response on this has just been terrific for you. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Bill, and thanks for having me. The truth is our best weapon in the battle for Israel, much like it is in the battle for America. Exactly. It's sure nice to see people are interested in hearing the truth.
Right. Well, I think because we've been so, it's been an anemic experience, and the cost has been quite evident when people stop and consider, okay, what are we missing here? Oh, that would be the truth we're missing. Oh, okay, well, then we need to pursue it a little bit more passionately. What do you think?
And when, yeah, I'm glad it hasn't gone completely out of fashion.
No.
I spend a lot of time on college campuses where people like to talk about narratives. You know, Bill, there is no right or wrong, you know, no good or evil. It's all about your narrative, all about your story, whether the story's true or not. That kind of post-moral worldview scares the stuffing out of me. And to see that people still care about facts and still recognize that there is truth out there to be discerned gives me a little hope for the future.
Well, David, because of the experience, I mean, we're not saying that we've been devoid of it ourselves. I mean, experience has taught us the truth matters. And so what we're trying to communicate to these young kids and these kids coming up, especially where this country is postured right now, where the world is postured right now, yes, it's a very dangerous environment, number one. Number two, there's also lots of opportunity. And there, and that opportunity is a an opportunity for expression of their God-given gifts. And to me, that's the grandest reward that anybody could ever experience, is when their gifts are activated, their God-given gifts are activated. I mean, that really leads to a fulfilling and free life, which is what God wants for all his creation. And I think that's the golden opportunity that's before us today. And many kids who are caught up in this rabble-rousing environment and this bitter environment and relativism and everything, they're missing out because the rest of the kids who are getting it are at the starting line and they're getting ready to hear the starter's pistol fire off and they're going to hit the ground running while the rest of the kids are back in the fetal position looking for a safe place and they're going to miss out.
I think that's true, and I think a world that is just a gray morass of moral equivalence doesn't give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Exactly.
It doesn't give you a mission. And there's so many worthy missions out there. Humanity is always is suffering, is hurting,
right.
And is in need of people who recognize what will elevate us. And you know, I take the truth very seriously. Not only does myths about Israel turn Americans against Israel, and one day, God forbid, it could jeopardize the U.S.-Israel relationship, which is critical. Israel needs America. I believe America needs Israel.
Israel needs America too. It's a symbiotic relationship. I mean, God made it real clear. He said, hey, those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse will be cursed. And for the most part, historically, when you look into America's history, when it has blessed Israel, it has gone well for us.
Without a doubt, when you look throughout world history, countries that have blessed Israel have thrived and prospered. Those who went against Israel, mighty empires, you don't hear much from them anymore. You know,
exactly.
Roman Empire, even the British Empire, when they turned on the Jewish people, the sun did begin to set on that empire.
Exactly.
But you know, I think the truth is even more critical than this, because and why I take it so seriously. There's been the latest, most recent wave of violence in Israel. Of Palestinians attacking Israelis. Thank God it's not a suicide bombing wave of violence. The last time that happened, it killed over 1,000 Israelis and maimed over 3,000 more. This is what they're calling the stabbing intifada,
right,
where men, typically younger men, are going into their mother's kitchens, finding the longest knife they can find, going out into the streets and plunging it into the first Israeli they can find.
Exactly.
And yeah, so what drives a young person to do this? I believe it's because they've been lied to their whole lives about their Israeli neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
They're told that there is no Jewish connection whatsoever between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. They're taught that there never was a Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Therefore, the fact that Jews are now living in this land, they see it as the ultimate abuse of justice. They see compromise with the Jews not as an act of courage that can lead to peace, but as an act of cowardice.
Exactly.
That should never be tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they're brought up on these lies, because Israel is delegitimized in their eyes, they go out and stab Israelis. I do believe, if they knew the truth, if they knew about the Jewish connection to the land of Israel and Jewish rights in the land of Israel, they might say, you know what, the Jews have a right to be here too.
Mm-hmm.
They have a right to live here too. I'm not going to kill them. I'm going to learn to live with them.
Right. And they appreciate, David, on the other side, they appreciate what the Jews have done for Israel. I mean, the Palestinians and Arabs can go in and out of areas that are controlled by Jews. They don't have a problem whatsoever. It's not the reverse, certainly. And what I've heard from Palestinians and Arabs who are honest for a moment will say they feel much safer in Jewish-controlled areas.
Bill, it's not even a close call.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the rich oil sheiks out of this, you know, taking the Saudi Arabian royal family out of the equation, the most prosperous Arabs in the Middle East are the Arab citizens of the state of Israel. They have the highest living standards. More importantly, the freest Arabs of the Middle East, the only Arabs in the Middle East, I mean the only ones, who can vote for, serve in, and criticize their government without having to fear for their lives or their freedom, are the Arab citizens of the Jewish state of Israel. That's just objective fact.
Mm.
And so it shows what a true, vibrant democracy Israel is, upholding the highest of our morality and our Western standards.
Mm.
Compare that with the Palestinian Authority, which has said repeatedly, when we get our own state, no Jews will be allowed to live in it. 20% of Israel are Arabs.
Right.
But when they get their state, no Jews will be allowed. It's a sharp contrast, I think an instructive contrast.
Well, and as you say, this has been indoctrinated, well indoctrinated over generations. This isn't something that has just happened in the last generation. This has been going on for generations. So to overcome this, as difficult as it is for Palestinians, because it's part of their mantra that you don't negotiate with a Jew. You have nothing to do with them. In fact, Arafat made it really clear to the leaders that if anybody negotiated and compromised at any level on the basis and desire for peace, that they should be regarded as an infidel, that they and their families should be eradicated for doing so.
And more than advocated throughout history, and I cover this in the book, mm-hmm. When moderate Arabs have stepped forward and said, hey, why not live in peace with the Jews? They're doing a lot for this area. They're developing the economy. They're bringing jobs and health care. They haven't lived very long. The Palestinians have only had three leaders. It's a new people. It's a new identity. They've only had three leaders. The first one, the Mufti of Jerusalem, Haji Amin al-Husseini, he killed any moderate who wanted to compromise with the Jews. And during World War II, he moved to Berlin, where he broadcast daily Nazi propaganda in Arabic. He helped raise divisions and battalions of Muslim soldiers to fight along the Nazis, because his philosophy was, if I can kill them in Europe before they get to Palestine, then I'm better off. His successor was Yasser Arafat, who pioneered international terrorism. If you've heard about airplane hijackings or suicide bombings, you know, you can credit this this innovator, Yasser Arafat, used violence instead of negotiations. And then the new guy, Mahmoud Abbas, he's supposed to be a moderate, but his Palestinian Authority pays any Palestinian who murders Israelis. I'm not making this up. This is Palestinian law. This
right.
legislation. It's in the books. You kill Israelis, you get payments from the government, and if you die in the attack, which is the goal in these suicide attacks, your family gets the payments. This is who we're dealing with.
Exactly. Well, David, as we wrap things up, you know, I know that you met with the president and vice president. They did say that moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, still on their radar, huh?
Yeah, they're considering it. I know they're getting advice from State Department types not to do it.
We got to leave it right there. David Broad, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
At Web.com, want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means. Yes, we're talking. Steve Evans, the movie guy. You see the click lights. They're flashing through the air, announcing that the one and only, with the top hat and the cane, of course, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, the movie guy is here to tell us all about the big winners. And it looks like the Boss Baby upended Beauty and the Beast, huh?
That's the headline, Boss Baby beats Beauty and the Beast. How's that for some alliteration?
Yeah, huh? Why not?
Boss Baby coming in with $50.2 million. That's much more than they thought. I mean, the reviews were mixed, but obviously people were in the mood for that one. Let's not feel too bad for Beauty and the Beast, which made another 45.4. It's made about $400 million in this country alone in the last 3 weeks, at about $900 million worldwide. It should break $8 billion by Easter. How's that?
Do you imagine the brain trust there at Disney? They're probably going, how do we do a sequel? Beauty and the Beast 2 or Beauty?
Oh, there will be something.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, with these kind of numbers and that sort of thing?
Terrific.
Wow.
Yeah. Ghost in the Shell, that's the one with Scarlett Johansson. That didn't do quite what they had hoped, 18.7. Power Rangers fell to 14.2. And Skull Island rounded out the top five. That made another, 0.5. But it's huge in China. They say that's one of the biggest movies ever in China, doing very well over there. Exactly. Well, you may be wondering, does the world really need another Smurfs movie? You may be asking that question this morning. Well, I guess.
Well, funny you should bring that up. In fact, I woke up this morning asking myself that very question. I don't know why. Maybe did you channel me? Did you throw something out into the mind melt atmosphere or something that I picked up on?
Some kind of a connection there.
It's scary.
We had, of course, the Smurfs and the Magic Flute. That came out in 83. That was followed by the Smurfs 2. Now we have the Smurfs Lost Village. All of this is made over $1 billion worldwide, so somebody thinks there should be another Smurf movie.
Yeah.
And it's called The Lost Village, coming out this weekend. Not getting great reviews. Only 34% are recommending, but the animation is terrific, and it has a solid cast. And here, I think one critic put it best. He said, look, this is harmless, family-friendly school holiday entertainment aimed at younger audiences. Hardly a full-throated endorsement of the movie, but that gives you an idea of what it's all about.
It's not up for an Oscar, so, you know, make sure you keep it in mind, all right?
Absolutely. That's kind of the way you want to look at this.
Manage expectation here. Okay.
Right. A fully animated, all-new take on the Smurfs' mysterious map sets Smurfette and her friends Brainy, Clumsy, and Hefty on an exciting and thrilling race through Forbidden Forest, Forbidden Forest, filled with magical creatures to find a mysterious lost village before the evil wizard does. Mm-hmm. Embarking on a roller coaster journey full of action and danger, the Smurfs are on a course that leads to the discovery of the biggest secret in Smurf history. All that sounds like a rather long afternoon at the theater for me. However, you may have kids or family that want to see this. It's harmless entertainment, 34% recommending
the Smurfs' lost village.
Is that like saying she has a good personality? Is that what you're saying?
I guess. It is what it is. And it's an opportunity to see the latest Smurf movie. Yeah. We have another one called Going in Style.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I love the trailer.
The last big,
I love it. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is great.
You know what? It's just, it's not getting terrific reviews, but it's
oh, the heck with those guys. What do they know?
You can see, the critics don't have a heart. We have, three real talented, solid legends, basically. Oscar winner Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and Alan Arkin get together. They team up as lifelong buddies, Willie, Joe, and Al, who decide to buck retirement and step off the straight and narrow for the first time in their lives when their pension fund becomes a corporate casualty. They're desperate to pay the bills, and they come through for their loved ones. They risk it all by embarking on a daring bid to knock off the very, very bank that absconded with their money. Yeah, this is just fun stuff, and it's great to see these guys work. It's all directed by Zach Braff. It's called Going in Style, very much like Las Vegas. Should do well this weekend, 29% recommend.
I'm looking forward to seeing this, Steve. I think you need amusement every once in a while. This is one of those deals you can check your brain in at the door. This isn't, some intellectual, heavy-duty thing that you're going to,
Right.
Get some, particular, moral, value point or anything like that out of it. This is just have fun, And
it is fun, and these guys are really good.
The chemistry between the three of them, it is really special. And, in our lifetimes, you think about it, Steve-O, in our lifetime, to have actors like this and to have the opportunity to see them, work on their art and perfect it and like that over the years, this is real special stuff.
I think so. And then we have Easter coming up.
I got a little bit of a heart, so I can't be a critic. That's the problem.
You don't want to have that if you're a critic.
No.
The Case for Christ, of course, is out this
good.
Weekend. We have
this
Easter coming up soon, and this is about an investigative journalist and self-proclaimed atheist who sets out to disprove the existence of God after his wife becomes a Christian. Mm-hmm. Alarmed by his wife's sudden devotion to Christianity, we have this atheist journalist, played by Mike Bogle, sets out to prove that religion is a sham. Instead, his investigation leads him to become a believer himself. Faye Dunaway is in this, by the way, as well.
Right.
Erica
Christensen. Well, this is the story Lee Strobel, Christians are very familiar with, because Lee Strobel has sold bazillions of books. The book was a wide-read success, and it was a matter of time before it went to the big screen, and so now here it is on the big screen.
Out this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific. I think you're going to like this. It comes from as you said, he was an investigative reporter. This is what he did for a living. And his wife started, becoming a Christian, and he goes, I'm going to prove you wrong. And in the process of trying to prove her wrong, he is confronted with enough facts and evidence that he says, she might be right.
Well, there you go. Out this weekend, it's called The Case for Christ.
Exactly.
We have another movie called Colossal. This is crazy because it was big up at Sundance, and talk about mixed reviews. Well, first of all, 75% are recommending this, but it's all over the board. One critic saying it's one of the best things you'll see this year, and another critic saying it's a fascinatingly uneven misfire. It's called Colossal, and this is about a woman who discovers that severe catastrophic events are somehow connected to the mental breakdown from which she's suffering. Now, Gloria, played by Anne Hathaway, she's an out-of-work party girl. She gets kicked out of her boyfriend's apartment. She has to leave New York, go back home. And then news reports start to surface that a giant creature is destroying Seoul, South Korea. So she gradually comes to the realization that she is somehow connected to this far-off phenomenon. And as events begin to spin out of control, Gloria must determine why her seemingly insignificant existence has such a colossal effect on the fate of the world. That's what this is about. Check out the trailer. It's called Colossal, starring Anne Hathaway. She's back. Jason Sudeikis is in this, as well as Tim Blake Nelson.
Yeah. And so Nacho and the boys, they figure, hey, we're going to pick on South Korea because North Korea then, will cause some international incident, right?
I'm not sure what went into the thinking of this particular movie, but like I say, it's getting mixed reviews.
Yeah,
speaking of people coming back, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in a movie called Aftermath, which is being quietly released this weekend. Mm-hmm. Two strangers' lives become bound together after a devastating plane crash
This is inspired by actual events. Aftermath tells the story of guilt and revenge after an air traffic controller's error causes the death of a construction foreman's wife and daughter. Construction foreman played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, Scoot McNairy playing the traffic controller, 22% recommending that one. They're saying it's a bit of a slog. That seems to be the word that is used reviewing that.
Boy, he needs a break here. I mean, he's down to video games. Didn't do well with, The Apprentice. He's kind of slog. He's at this slog time in his life here.
I must be. He's just out there trying to make a buck. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's not
but
exactly
they keep, hey, they keep hiring, keep spending a bunch of money on the guy. They probably figure there must be, a pony under all that stuff.
I'm sure he's looking for the pony as well. Gifted out this weekend. This is I've been seeing the trailers for this, and it's starring this young girl by the name of McKenna Grace, who's just terrific in this movie. This is about Frank Adler, played by Chris Evans. He's a single guy raising a child prodigy, his spirited young niece, Mary, played by McKenna Grace, in this little town in Florida. And his plans for a normal school life for Mary are foiled when the 7-year-old's mathematical abilities come to the attention of Frank's formidable mother, Evelyn, played by Lindsay Duncan. This kid is just a whiz at math. I mean, genius-level mathematical abilities. And we have Jenny Slate is Mary's teacher. Bonnie, this young woman whose concern for her student develops into a connection with her uncle as well, uncle played by Chris Evans. And it's just a sweet story. It's called Gifted, about this young guy trying to raise his child prodigy and give her a normal life. 47% are recommending Gifted this weekend.
Yeah, when you watch this, you think you were good in math, and you see this little kid go.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like,
way beyond anything I could even ever dream of.
Amazing.
So it's one to check out this weekend. And the one I'm going to see, it's called Their Finest. This, I saw the trailer for this, and I said, you know what, I'm going to see this. It opens up this weekend. This
four movie houses or something
Yeah, it is
in West Hollywood, right next door in your zip code. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much, that's the case. But I think it's going to get a wider release. It's called Their Finest. This is about a British film crew attempting to boost morale during World War II by making a propaganda film after the Blitzkrieg. You got this London at the time, emptied of men fighting on the front, and this film crew puts together a propaganda film. And it does star the great Bill Nighy. I'm going to show up for anything he's in. Their Finest, getting 90% of a recommendation. And then a great doc called Alive and Kicking. You don't have to see the movie, but check out the trailer. Alive and Kicking, about the swing dance movement. That's what's happening out there this weekend.
Boy, lots of good choices. Hey, I finally had a chance to see Fences the other day. I'm still catching up. Wow. I love the movie. I thought it was a good movie. Denzel Washington is
terrific.
Just,
performances in that one.
He is so good. He is so good. And you understand why. What's her name? Got the Oscar?
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis, yes. I knew it was with a V. I know. I almost said Betsy the Riveter again just to have fun. Because I just do things. I kind of mix things up that way. Steve-O, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer